Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 44. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Hard Rocking Guy.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hard Rocking Guy here. Very excited to be recording episode... What are we on?
44.
Episode 44, Trophy Horrors, here on ProvenGamer.com.
Also with us, Titanic Wang.
My powers have doubled since the last podcast, Tricky.
Oh, my Lord.
Good. I surprised. Double the fall.
What the hell did I get myself into this week?
We keep asking why you're still on the show. Nobody likes you.
All right. We have a little bit of bad news. If Mr. Wang can stop playing with his Wang.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donnie is not here this week. He was called for some personal reasons, but he will be on next week. He should be on next week's show. So... Yes. So go ahead and spam Tricky for not having him on the show this week, not guaranteeing to have him on the show this week. Send all hate mail to PSN for Tricky Mick.
Let's do our updated trophy count. I'm level 19. Total trophies is 3,205 and 25 plats. I added one more this week. Hard Rock, what are you looking at?
I don't know. Just listen to last week's show. It's probably still the same.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you going to start caring about trophies again?
Nope. Probably not.
Why not?
I don't care about them anymore, dude. It's just like, yeah, all right. I mean, if I beat a game, if I play a game on the PlayStation 3 and I get the trophy, I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, I didn't even know I was going for that. So, but, oh, seriously. I guess it says trophy count. I'm looking at the agenda right now, 2,659. I don't know if that's actually true, but whatever. There's 24 plats.
Actually, I don't think that is true.
Yeah, I don't care. So go for it. Titanic, what's your count?
My count is level 15. Trophy count 2022 and platinum 8. I've been spending my time with the dark side.
Let that flow through.
Surprised you guys didn't ask me what plat I got this week.
Oh, Barbie's Horse Adventure? Or...
I know it wasn't the Force Unleashed.
Almost didn't say... You probably, I don't know, you probably got one of the God of War platinums.
Nope.
I like that song.
L.A. Noir.
Oh, too bad for you.
Why too bad for me?
That game kind of sucks.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Unbelievable.
I didn't like it, so it sucks. That's it. You can either agree with me or be wrong.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on to what we are playing. Let's start with you, Hard Rock.
I'm going to be serious now. Actually, what I'm playing is still more Team Fortress 2. I'm still playing more PC games. Team Fortress 2, it's so much fun. Been killing everybody with a sniper class. So if you guys want to play, hit me up on Steam, Hard Rocking Guy. I'll show you how it's done. Other than that, what else did I get? I picked up Deus Ex. Still haven't played it for the PS3. Picked up God of War Origins Collections last week, so I haven't played it for the PS3. I also picked up Fear 3 on the PS3, still wrapped in plastic, and I also picked up No More Heroes PS3 version, and I play with the Move, and as you can guess, still haven't played it.
So. Why are you picking up games if you're not going to play them?
That's actually a good question, to tell you the truth, man. I mean, I don't know why. I'm buying these games. You know why? Because I'm buying them cheap. Like, the most I spent out of all those games that I picked up was probably, like, $30. All the other ones, I've found them for, like, $15, $20, brand new.
How'd you get the God of War for less than $40?
I don't know. I think you know what? I probably had a credit somewhere or something like that, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
I think I had a credit or something. And as it is, when you pick up the God of War collection, it's, what, like, $40 already, is it?
Yeah, it's $40.
Yeah, see, so I just had a credit or something like that. So, Plus, I go to like a, okay, everybody, if you want to find good deals and stuff like that, go to cheapassgamer.com. Go there. They have a forum thread where it says deals. Honestly, look on there. They're always updating it with new and better deals. You can find games $20, more than half off. You know, another good place to look for them is like on Amazon. They usually have the video game deals of the week. They sometimes sell brand new games for like $20. So
let's be clear on Cheap Ass Gamer. Cheap Ass Gamer is not the one you're actually buying the game from. They just list where all the deals are.
Right, exactly. You go to cheapassgamer.com and you go to the deal section. You go to it'll look like a forum, and they have all the people that list that'll be like, oh, Toys R Us is selling the God of War collection for $29.99. And then they'll sometimes, if they're nice, they'll give you the link so you can go straight to it. Or they'll report like, hey, Amazon is having an all-day gold box deal for games on this day and blah, blah. Or they're like, oh, you know what? Body count was just dropped to like $9, you know, for the next hour or so on Newegg or something like that, you know. So you go there and they'll hook you up with like where you can find the cheap games. And that's honestly where I get my games from, because I very rarely ever pay full price for all of them. Right. Unless it just got to be a game that I just have to have, like Uncharted 3 or like Battlefield 3 or something like that that's going to come out. Like, those I'll buy them brand new. Those I'll buy them straight, like, from GameStop or something like that, because I don't want to wait for the sale to happen. But that's usually what I do it.
All right, and Titanic, what are you playing?
To be all honest, I have not played much at all. I think I played Plants vs. Zombies, and I started playing Halo Reach, and then the rest of the week I was watching Star Wars.
Yeah, that's the other thing I got, man. Oh, man, the Star Wars Blu-ray movies, they're so good. Just for the visual. Yeah, thank you for the background music. Give me some more background music.
Okay.
You know, just with the scenes and everything like that, they're just so good, dude. Just, like, the pictures are so great. I just went out and I bought the PS3, you know, those 7.1 surround sound headphones. So I'm actually going to sit down and watch maybe like Return of the Jedi or Revenge of the Sith with them. Just check them out. So.
Oh, you suck. I'm picking mine up next Friday.
I got mine right here.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, that's all I've done. I mean, it's been Star Wars fever the last week. So I haven't been much of a gamer more than a fanboy. So.
Yep. They're so good, dude. Oh, that's the other thing I picked up. I picked up the Force Unleashed DLC that was on sale for like $5 each.
Oh, yeah. That was all on sale this week, too.
That was on sale. I picked those up just because I bought the Blu-ray movies, and they got me just like an impulse buy. So wasn't PS Plus, so I bought them at full price, which is what, like $5 each or something?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So still a good deal, because originally they were like $10 or something like that, so.
All right.
You've been playing anything else, Mr. Wang?
No, that's. I'm really trying to think what else I played, but I can't think of anything more than Halo Reach and Plants vs. Zombies. Right. I've not been much of a gamer.
You've been Halo? You've been playing Halo?
Yeah, Halo Reach, yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I was checking it out because I was telling, I think I told both of you guys, it's been Star Wars fever all week. So yeah. I was sitting there playing Halo and I'm sitting there going, like, what if Master Chief fought a Jedi?
Oh, I can point that out to you real quick. If Master Chief actually fought a Jedi, just go to episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and just look at the scene where Jango Fett tries to fight against Mace Windu, and just substitute Master Chief for Jango Fett, and that's pretty much the way it would go down.
And like, yeah, I was like, all right, well, on Trophy Whores, it's like, you know, Hard Rock, I was thinking, he kind of reminds me of Mace Windu, you know. He's got knowledge to him, but he's got kind of a badassness to him, and then, you know, Tricky, you know, I was like, God, he's kind of like Jar Jar.
I knew he was going to fucking say that. You fucking prick.
Yeah. I'm the Migo to the Gongon City. It is a hidden city.
These are play the really bad games.
All right, and I've been playing LBP, both 1 and 2, a little bit of the God of War Origins Collection. All right, and I actually been playing the game this week that's going to surprise both of you. I played a little Team Fortress 2 this week.
Yeah, you probably played it on like on the orange box on the PS3 console.
No, I actually played it on Steam.
Bullshit! Bullshit! Bullshit!
Go check my stats.
Video or it didn't happen?
I don't have the ability to record video.
Oh, then I guess it didn't happen.
Well, I guess not.
So who were you playing as? What class?
Yeah, what class?
I played as a spy.
Noob.
Well, of course I'm a noob. First time I ever played the game. All right, but that's all that I've been playing. All right, guys, before we actually move on to our topics, do we want to have the conversation to bring it out to the public, to the listeners, about what we were discussing about Gears of War? Or excuse me, not Gears of War.
You see, you don't even know what we're talking about. Let's not even bring it up because you're going to get your facts all messed up.
No. Let's bring this up. Do we want to have the conversation?
Then what was the hell point of asking us then?
Yeah, it's no point of bringing it up unless you're going to put your money where your mouth is.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
Okay, let's hear it.
But let's explain the situation to our listeners. We were having a discussion before we recorded. I said that Uncharted 3 will outsell Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on the PS3 in sales. You both don't agree with me.
Now, do we want to do this like in just November sales since they both come out in November?
You want to do a six-month gross?
Well, it don't matter to me.
Well, I'm putting my money up. I'm asking you the stipulations. How far do you want to go in sales?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I tried to get you to put your money where your mouth is with Extra Life donations, and you told me you were broke.
Well, in 6 months, I won't be broke.
You know what?
Congrats, Hard Rock, on your donation, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh. I'll be rocking that shit hard.
But you guys are changing the subject here. You guys don't agree with me. You think that Call of Duty is too much of a juggernaut.
He's trying to use my
Well, word. The deal is, to this day, Black Ops is in the top 10.
Okay, wait. Let's get this straight. Me, Tricky Mick, and Titanic were having a discussion before. This is going to be reminiscent of a wager on another certain PS3 podcast, if you guys ever heard of this, which Tricky Mick said that he firmly believes this, that Uncharted 3 will outsell Modern Warfare 3.
On PS3 sales, yes.
On PS3, yes, on PS3. We're not talking Xbox or PC. On the PS3, the Uncharted 3 will outsell Modern Warfare 3.
And I believe that's absolutely true.
Mr. Wang, your rebuttal.
Oh, no, yeah, most definitely. I believe Modern Warfare 3 will outsell Uncharted 2 and PS3 sales. You know, both of them, of course.
No, Uncharted 3, not Uncharted 2.
Oh, Uncharted 3, excuse me.
Oh, excuse me, Uncharted 3, yeah. Uncharted 2, 3.
Yeah. Right. Let's be Uncharted... clear about this.
Yes, let's be clear.
Tricky yes, Uncharted believe... 3, yes, will sell less than Modern Warfare 3 on the PlayStation 3 console.
No, you said that backwards. I said Uncharted 3 will sell more than Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on the PS3 in sales.
Yes.
That is what I'm saying, and I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. Let's discuss the terms here, gentlemen. And I'm assuming both of you are taking the bet against me.
Oh, I'm not taking the bet against you because I don't, you know, it'd be too easy for me to take some cash.
Oh, Hard Rock, really?
Yeah. Yeah, because you know why? I've already gotten into this conversation with Tricky Mick before, and he has not paid up. But I won't discuss the details on that.
Oh, really? So this is
really?
Like
this is news to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's news to me. Yeah. Right. But no, you go ahead. You go ahead, Mr. Wayne.
All right, Mr. Wayne. What's your terms?
Oh, what's my terms? All right. Well, let's see here. Okay, we're gonna do this. All right. Well, I'll bet you a $20 PSN card, so that'll be easier to send.
Okay.
Now, Hard Rock. Now he's put some doubt in me. So, if you don't pay up, let's do this after 1 month sales. So, it'll be in December.
No, we got to go more than 1 month.
All right. Tell you this. You're going to go 6 months. Yes, you're going to go 6 months.
Okay.
How about this? We're going to do it for a $20 PSN card.
Okay.
It can be either. You guys can give me $10 each. I will be the neutral party. I promise you I will not use it or anything like that. I'm going to be the one that when the sales finally come through, I will give that code to the person or I'll send them the card to whoever wins. I'm gonna play the neutral party.
Okay. Well, I was just gonna say, if he doesn't pay up, he has to announce me as the new supreme master of Trophy Horse.
Oh, that's easy. You can do that.
That's right how here. That's how he has to announce me every podcast.
All right. So how are we gonna get the official numbers?
I think me and you have to agree on the same site. A site that definitely looks legitimate and where you get the NPD numbers from. Not some random site, because...
Well, yeah, why don't we just go to NPD.com then?
Okay. Well,
take it from the NPD site.
All right, we can do that.
All right. So just so we're clear on the bet, and this is being recorded, so we can't change our words afterwards. You're taking Modern Warfare 3. I'm taking Uncharted 3. 6 months of sales from the date of the game being released.
Yep, so it'd be November until, what, March or April?
November until May.
May, okay.
Okay, so May 1st, the official sales on Uncharted 3 stop, and Modern Warfare releases on the 8th. I'm asking?
Yeah.
Okay. So, May 8th, we stopped the sales on Call of Duty. And whoever sold more on the PS3 is going to be declared the winner, and the loser has to pay a $20 PSN card.
Okay. I fully agree.
All right. It's a bet.
All right. I will collect on this later. Not at this time. I'm serious. I'll go out. I will collect from both of you, get the card, and whoever wins, I will provide them with that code or send them that card.
Well, so what? Both of us have sent you $20 and then...
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
No, it's 10 and 10.
Then the loser's not paying up $20.
Yeah. You have to refund some.
Oh, hey, it's you guys' money. If you guys want to pitch in more, go for it.
Well, no, dude, I fully can buy a PSN card off Amazon and send him a code.
Okay, I was doing it more for your protection, man, but all right, that's cool.
Well, no, it just trust me. If he doesn't pay up, is he going to hear about it on the podcast constantly?
Well, if I don't pay up, then I'll just fire you from the podcast.
And then that's I'll
call right. that anyways.
Hard Rock will get me in. And exactly. Now a special guest, Titanic Way, you son of a bitch.
All right.
And now with our special guest, the new Dark Lord of the Sith.
Yes.
All right. Come on, Joe. We've got to get going.
All right. Okay.
First topic of the day. Sony filed a patent for depth sensing camera, new motion controllers. Let's go to Hard Rock about this because I didn't read this article.
Oh, my gosh. Why do we have him on the show?
Because I'm the host.
Yeah. And he's
a monkey could have done that, man.
All right. Go ahead. Talk about it.
No, Sony recently filed a patent which describes a Kinect-like, depth sensing camera. I mean, they got a patent that details several controller devices which took on the form of a basketball, a football, a baseball bat, and the standard DualShock style controller. It had LED lights on the front of it for motion tracking and all this other stuff. I mean, they're obviously not done with motion control yet. Apparently they're going to have, I guess, I don't know, maybe Madden 2015 or something like that is going to come out. And they're going to have, where you actually chuck the ball at your TV. Hopefully you won't break it, but it's going to have, the cameras described, and the Panda said to have infrared sense depth or a twin lens 3D camera to triangulate player position and, build a detailed model of the players in front of the device, it's set to run at 30 frames a second, much like the Kinect. However, it uses a motion scaling device for smooth input and found that the current televisions that operate at 120 hertz and are above smooth video playback.
Sounds like you just read that from somewhere.
Exactly. I did your job better.
So basically they're trying to be like, a little bit more accurate than the Kinect is.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it would be pretty cool if, like it said, the camera apparently is going to be able to sense, I guess how far we are from the TV and it's going to, it's going to be able to sense your depth and stuff like that. So,
now, do you notice in this diagram they have in the patent office that the diagram of the PlayStation itself is the PS2?
It's the PS2, right?
Yeah.
You saw that, right?
Oh yeah, it's completely. It's even the fat PS2. It's not even the slim one.
Ah, the good old fat PS2.
Yeah.
Good memories. No, but, you know, maybe, you know, I guess Sony just isn't done with motion control, you know, which is kind of weird because, you know, right now as it is, you know, the Sony, you know, the Move stuff is like being sold for like $20.
I know.
You know, which is kind of weird because, you know, I mean, they kind of, I guess they kind of took it as a fad, you know, it was popular for a while, but then afterwards it just wasn't. I mean, because, you know, nowadays it's not being the focus centered for games that much anymore. It's just like, oh, you know what, we're releasing this game that just happens to have, you know, motion control in it. You know, there aren't that many games that said you're going to need to use the motion control system for this game and that's it. You know, which kind of sucks. You know, I mean, for people who have it, you know, I guess it was cool at the beginning because, you know, they had, you know, Sports Champions, The Fight, The Shoot, you know, all these games that are specifically coming out for, you know, motion controllers and stuff like that. And now it's just kind of just being used like, oh, yeah, you can use it now in, you know, these games. Calm down. Everybody calm down.
I'm yeah. just letting you explain it. Now, the real question is, if Sony does come out with something like the Kinect, will you be buying it?
What, you think I'm going to import it or something like that, or what?
I didn't say import. I just asked you if you were going to buy it.
Are going to import it like the Vita? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they if they're going to do something like that, save it for the PS4 and bundle it with it. And then that's how you get it in people's households.
All right. Hard Rock?
The Wang has spoken, so shall it be done.
All right, moving on to our next topic. If you guys have turned on your PS3 in the last couple of days, you have realized that you've had a firmware update. 3.72, I believe, is the firmware update number. It didn't add any new features other than security protocols, if that's, you know, what you want to believe. But the story has come out that the Vita will, they're aware of the firmware updates for the Vita and will offer a better, quote, firmware experience than on the PS3. Gentlemen, is this a welcome thing or is this just, you know, more publicity hype and whatnot?
It's too vague. I mean, you read through the article, he hasn't really discussed why. It's going to be a better experience.
Yeah, no details have come out. Thing.
Yeah, no details. So it's like a better experience. So what? Is it going to be like having a PlayStation Plus subscription where your Vita turns on at 2 a.m. and just downloads everything you need and then installs it, shuts itself off? That'd be the only way to make it easier. I mean, there's been a lot of haters on the PS3 when they talk about buying a PS3 and then it's like updates and downloads and updates and downloads right after the purchase. And when I bought my 360, an hour and a half was the same thing. So to me, it's the same way on the both consoles. It was an hour before I even got to play a game on my 360 after I bought it. Update, download, setting up your account. Oh, wait, now there's an update again. Both consoles are guilty of it. I don't understand what they mean by an easier experience unless it does it while you're asleep.
Well, if the Vita does do it, then it'd be a welcome addition because my PS3 stopped doing it.
Yeah, that's great. This week, have you tried doing a rebuild of your database like I had to do this week?
No. I did some research and they said that if you're hard drive space is getting low, that your PS3 stops doing the updates because it doesn't want to fill up your hard drive.
Well, like how low are you?
I have a 500 gig hard drive and I have 100 megabytes left.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense with 100 megabytes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Much porn. Too much porn.
Not 100 megabytes, 100 gigs.
Oh, yeah, because 100 gigs and 100 megabytes. Yeah, they're about the same. Yeah.
I have a 320 and I have 101 gigs left, and mine still does the updates on its own. But this week I had a deal where my PlayStation would not play games, would not play Blu-rays, and when I played any video files on my console, if they would stagger and the audio would go out.
See, I think what happened is that you're using your 360 for that.
Yeah, but the thing is, my 360 is working fine. So, you know, this is going to be a little, you know, just the tip of Titanic Wang, if you must. If your PlayStation is acting up, this is what you do. Turn the console on, hold the power button down, you'll hear a beep once, you'll hear a beep twice, and then it'll shut itself off. Pull your finger off, put your finger back on the power button, you'll hear a beep once, and then you'll hear a double beep. That's when you remove your finger, and it brings you to the service menu of the PlayStation. And tell it to rebuild your database. That'll redo all your firmware files. It will not delete any of your game saves, none of your games. Everything will remain fine. It just rebuilds the firmware. And that corrected my issue this week. So if you guys are experiencing any firmware issues where, I mean, people do this if their friends lists are loading slow, and it'll fix it. So that's just a little tip from Wang to go ahead and do that if you're experiencing any problems on your PS3.
You put your right finger in, you put your right finger out.
All right. Do we have any more to say about this topic, or do you want to move on?
No, I mean, it's you know, it's hopefully it, yeah, I mean, it is too vague, but, you know, hopefully, you know, it will be better, you know, the way they update the software on the Vita than they do on the PS3, and hopefully it won't be as many times. So, because, you know, I mean, as it is, you know, sometimes it does get, you know, it does get annoying because, you know, all of a sudden you're ready to play some games, and it's like, oh, there's a new firmware, and you're like, shit, I just downloaded one the day before yesterday, and it's like, nope, here's a new one. Promise you won't sue us.
But this is my only concern with this is. The Vita is basically going to be another portable system, and we all know how bad the PSP got hacked and jailbroken. Don't you think that the Vita is not far behind that line of, you know, history, that this is going to get jailbroken and that they're probably going to release firmware after firmware after firmware to try to combat it?
Well, hopefully they won't.
Yeah, well, it'd be just like the iOS devices. Anytime it gets jailbroken, there's a firmware update about a week after. It's just, you know, the iDevices, they're not a video game console, so you can pretty much just connect them to iTunes and automatically updates. I mean, yeah, the iOS device is a perfect example of how quickly they get jailbroken. They'll release a firmware update, and it's, boom, they got it jailbroken in 2 weeks.
Right.
That's actually one of the reasons why they don't want to put a external battery into the into the PS Vita, isn't it? Because the PSP had an external battery that was able to help jailbreak it or something like that.
Oh yeah, I actually helped a buddy do it. I will say it. He watched a YouTube video brought over, and he's like, "Dude, he's like, how steady are your hands?" And I said, "Well, they're pretty good. Why?" And he goes, "Freaking watch surgeon, this video." Man. And he shows there's a video taking apart the battery, and all you're doing is severing a connection, and it turns it into a service battery. So it wasn't Sony's fault. It's just Sony made a battery without that connection for servicing issues, and somehow people found out about it.
Yep, it happens.
No, I mean,
all right,
but.
The only thing I'm really hoping is that, you know, games on the Vita aren't pirated as bad as they were on the PSP. That's the thing. And going back to the firmware, like I said, hopefully it's a lot better than the way the PS3 is. So.
All right. Well, going on your talk about the external battery, they did announce that because of the short-lived battery that's being built into the PS Vita, Sony Worldwide Studios has announced that the PS Vita will have an external battery peripheral. I can't say that word. Say that word for me.
Peripheral.
Thank you. Not many details have come out, but they said that if you're concerned about the battery life, it will have an external battery option. Good news, bad news, more money.
I think In my opinion, it's more money, but it's good because I'm not a big fan of stuff that you can't take the battery out of, because it kind of sucks, because once the battery is fried or it's gone, then you're pretty much screwed unless you're going to send it in. You know, I like the fact that you can pop out the battery. You're like, oh, you know what? This one doesn't charge anymore. Shit, I can just go down to the store, buy another battery for whatever it costs, pop that one in, problem solved. So, but, you know, like I said, this external one's probably going to be a little bit more money. People are going to see it that way. It's just like, oh, they're just trying to sell something else. But I think it's a good idea because I'm a fan of that.
All right. And Mr. Wang?
I'm the same way as Hard Rock. It sucks not being able to replace the battery. And the bad thing is that, yeah, after a while, you'll be able to, you know, watch YouTube videos, see how the battery's removed, order a battery off eBay to replace it. But the bad thing is once you do that, you remove that sticker, and then Sony's not repairing it anymore. So,
yeah,
that's the biggest thing is the battery. It sucks when it goes to crap because you're stuck sending it in to have them fix it. So, you would think with the Vita, maybe they'd have some sort of. I can't imagine why the battery makes it hackable unless Sony makes it so where there's a certain battery you put it in service mode. It's like, figure out a different way to do service mode and give us a replaceable battery. I mean, it's just crazy. I helped a person hack his PSP because he's like, severed this one wire in the battery, and all of a sudden it puts it in service mode. So that's how it was programmed.
That's free games.
Yeah, I feel bad.
All right. I'm about to make you feel a little worse. Sorry.
Okay. Make me feel worse.
The next thing we have is the Call of Duty Elite Beta is now available on the PS3. The beta invites started going out on the 19th of this month and will continue to roll out, you know, the limited invitations. The beta is going to test select features and functionality, including stat tracking, the use of custom playgroups, competitive events, and video sharing. And everything will go live when the game comes out November 8th. Before I continue going on, I'm sorry, Titanic, but
I have
to go to Hard Rock about the beta.
Well, hey guys.
It understands that they let the noobs in before the hardcore players. That's all I can say.
Yes, it's got two fingers and then the Call of Duty Elite Beta. This guy.
All right, so Hard Rock.
You know what? You know what, Mr. Wang? It's the greatest thing ever, man. I can't even describe it, dude. I cannot even describe it. It like takes the game to like the next level. Like you would not even believe the stuff on this thing. Like you wouldn't. Oh my! I can't even talk about it, man. It's that awesome. It's just that awesome.
He's laughing so he doesn't cry right now.
No, I'm laughing because I realize the beta isn't much of anything right now.
That's it. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, that point. It's not, I mean, that it'd much. Be cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool to be in it. Did you have a code to download the PS3 app or not?
Yes.
Oh, so you have the PS3 app. Okay, that's what I'd be most interested in seeing. Well,
yeah, the thing about it is that you can just link it to your account, to your Call of Duty account, to your PSN account, and it gets all the stats and tracks and all everything like that from there.
Okay.
So, you know, and anytime I fire up Black Ops, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime I fire up Black Ops, it automatically takes my stats and everything from there. So,
okay. The Modern Warfare 2 doesn't work with?
No, it's only for Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3. But, of course, Part 3 hasn't come out yet. So,
I mean, yeah, it sucks that I didn't get in the beta, but I know what Call of Duty Elite is, so I know I'm not missing out on a whole lot.
No, and to be honest, you're not missing that much. I mean, it's a bunch of stat tracking and, you know, you can link your YouTube account to it and, you know, post some videos and stuff like that. So, I mean, I might try just to see how it works, just to see if it's functional and anything like that. But, you know.
All right. One of the things with Call of Duty is premium members of the Call of Duty Elite will receive all downloadable content for the new game. It's going to be, they're announcing 20 pieces of new in-game content, which will be available monthly during a 9-month DLC season.
Wait. Did you say noob content?
No, I didn't say noob content.
Because apparently somebody called me a noob when I played with Modern Warfare 2 with them.
Okay, let me finish this first, and then you can go into that. For anybody that does not get into the beta or does get into Call of Duty Elite, after launch, all DLC that was previously released will be still be free for you. Now, you can talk all you want, noob.
You said noob, so I thought you were talking about yourself. But
yeah. No, I'm talking about you.
Yeah, I'm the noob. Yeah, sure. Isn't there like a Hannah Montana game you should be playing or something?
I'm not the one that got called a noob.
I say it as an inside joke. That's all I say it as. Yeah, I don't ever.
There's a story behind it, man. You're not allowed to say that.
So what's the story? Tell me.
Don't worry about it.
Share with our listeners.
Don't worry. We'll talk about it later when you're not here. Don't worry about it.
Fine.
But the beta, I'd be really curious seeing what the PS3 app looks like. I mean, I guess if you were getting exclusive content right now, I'd probably be jealous, but yeah, I know you're not getting that, so.
Nope. Exclusive content for a game that's not released yet.
Well, you never know. They might throw an extra gun into Black Ops, but.
It's not much, to be honest with you. I mean, like I said, it's stat tracking, and I can join a couple of groups and some other stuff and like that, but you know me.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Call of Duty, when Modern Warfare 3 comes out, with the details of the Hardened Edition being announced recently, people were wondering about the Prestige Edition of Modern Warfare 3. Well, there's not going to be a Prestige Edition at all for Call of Duty.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. I was about to say, too.
Yeah, I was afraid they're going to be like, Call of Duty Prestige Edition comes with a brick of gold. And then I was going to be like, fuck. Because they do. I mean, I fought myself not to buy that freaking remote control car last year.
It's a car, sir. It's a plastic remote control car.
But it had a video feed.
It had a camera on it.
Yeah, I know. And then I was telling my wife, I was like, I drive it in when you get out of the shower. And she's like, you can see that anyway. I was like, fuck. So, yeah. It doesn't hurt me at all. Because, I mean, I want to get the Elite so I can get all that extra content, which I think is just great for players like me who play just, you know, great amount of Call of Duty. Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm 15th prestige and Hard Rock's number one. So,
yeah, and apparently that gets me called a noob.
Yeah, Acid Rain called him a noob.
Yeah,
and then beat his ass.
No. Let's get it straight. Okay. Real quick, I'm gonna tell the story in a nutshell. I joined Titanic Wang to play some Modern Warfare 2. He invited Acid Rain 77 to join also. Titanic Wang and Awesome Rain and Acid Rain were talking. Awesome Rain. Acid Rain, get the name right. We're talking, and then all of a sudden, since they're apparently like 28th prestige or whatever the hell it is or anything like that, I got called a noob by Acid Rain. The reason I got called a noob is because I didn't prestige. I never prestige in any of the Call of Duty games because I see no point in trading in all your weapons just to get that shiny little emblem. You know, to some people it's important. To me, I'd rather keep the guns. So I got called a noob. So I was like, okay, a noob? Sure. All right. Next game, I had the highest KD ratio, had the best score, was MVP of the game. I turned on my mic afterwards and I said, who's a fucking noob? Didn't hear a peep out of him for the rest of the night.
Did your e-penis get big?
Oh, it's always big, baby.
Oh, it's big. I mean, freaking, he slapped it on Acid Rain's ass is what he did.
Now,
who's
this is,
daddy? Who's now daddy?
Now, this is Acid Rain 77?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Shout out to Acid Rain 77. He's a really good Call of Duty player, but don't you ever fucking call me a noob ever again, bitch.
Yep, and not Acid Rain as in the weather rain. It's rain as in, like, a reign of an empire.
Okay, so basically, in a nutshell, what we're saying is, go show him how much of a noob he really is.
Yep, and how good Hard Rock is at Call of Duty.
All right. Let's move on, because both your e-penises are going to get big in a second if we don't move on.
You're saying that to the Wang?
Yes.
It can't get no bigger, brother.
Okay, the next thing we have is there's going to be an open beta for Battlefield 3. It's going to be hitting the PS3 first, coming on September 29th, which is 3 days after you're listening to this. The beta will run from the 29th of September to October 10th, and you can join it simply by going to the PlayStation Store, navigating to the View by All title, and selecting Battlefield 3, and then you'll see a download for the Battlefield 3 demo. Gentlemen, are you both going to be playing this?
I will. I'll be checking it out.
Yeah, it's open beta, why not?
Yeah, I'm really pumped for Battlefield 3. I like the whole squad team play based gameplay, I guess if you want to call it, of the Battlefield series. I mean, that's a game. Yeah, you can go lone wolf in it, like kind of like the Call of Duty series, something like that. But I like more team based games, and you know, you really need somebody throwing out the medic packs or the ammo packs and all this other stuff, because you know the firefights in that game can get hectic, and plus, you know, I love the Frostbite engine for the fact that it has all the destructible environments. You know, you see explosions going off and you see rocks and everything flying all over the place. And, you know, you have, you know, all this detail, this great detail. See buildings falling and stuff like that. It's awesome. So I'm pumped for it. I bought Medal of Honor when it first came out so I could get exclusive access into the Battlefield beta, which I already have tried, and it's pretty good.
All right. As... I don't even know where I was going to go with that.
Mr. Wang, will you be trying out the Battlefield 3 beta?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, me and Hard Rock, you know, has the ability to party up. And maybe Turkey ought to give it a try, too.
You know what? I'll give it a shot. As Hard Rock said, if you bought Medal of Honor and you got the limited edition, or you redeemed the Tier 1 edition online pass, you will actually be getting an email early from DICE that allows you to start the beta on the 27th, which is 48 hours earlier than everybody else. While you're playing in the beta, you will be playing on the map Operation Metro, which you coverage from when you saw at E3. And they won Best Multiplayer Game Award for it. But I have more news for you gentlemen as it concerns to Battlefield. It was recently announced that all DLC for Battlefield 3 will be hitting the PS3 first with a week exclusive on the PS3.
Ooh, that means Microsoft ain't gonna want it.
Oh,
now
that is so funny. Microsoft can secure Call of Duty for a month. Sony can secure Battlefield for a week.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you think this is a direct effect of Microsoft getting Call of Duty DLC first, that Battlefield is going to go first on the PS3?
No, if they were serious about it, it'd be a full month. That's when you'd know, yep. No, we're serious about it. A freaking week? Why waste your money?
No,
a week means nothing.
I think it's actually more for the fact that I think EA, you know, EA has made no bones that they want Battlefield 3 to, you know, to take over, you know, the popularity. The FPS popularity that Call of Duty has. You know, the EA boss specifically said that they're making Battlefield 3 to go up against Call of Duty and to take it down. Yeah, he made no bones about it. So maybe this is their way of maybe trying to do something like that. You know, it could be that it's like, oh, look, you know, since Microsoft has, you know, the Call of Duty DLC locked up or something like that, why don't we throw PS3 players a bone? Because, you know, maybe all these people, since they don't have the Call of Duty map pack yet, maybe we can capitalize on that. But, you know, once again, like Mr. Wang said, you know, it's a week, you know, so I'm actually going to be more interested to see if Microsoft's still going to want it, like I said.
All right. Hey, you have anything you want to say about this, Mr. Wang, or shall we move on?
You can move on. I mean, it's just... I really hope Battlefield's doing this just like a favor for PSN, because, I mean, if Sony's wasting their money on a one-week exclusive, it's a waste of money.
Speaking of wasting money, it seems I wasted some money playing DC Universe Online. Beginning next month, as of late October... people will be able to download and access DC Universe Online for free on the PlayStation 3 and the PC.
Nice.
In this transition, SOE is going to be introducing three new access levels to the game. Free, Premium, and Legendary. All the levels will provide access to the entire game, general game updates and fixes to the game, and each offering different level game options and benefits. For the free option, new players will now have access to current gameplay in DC Universe Online, including Gotham City, Metropolis, and all current raids and alerts, with the ability to create two characters, join a league, and many other benefits. Free level players will also be able to purchase downloadable game packs, updates, additional character slots, powers, and more through microtransactions. For anybody like me who has played the game and had a previous subscription, you will be a premium member. Any player who has spent at least $5, including former paid subscribers and players that have bought $5 on in-game items, will qualify for the premium access level. Premium levels will have more benefits available to them than the free level player, including additional character slots, additional inventory slots, higher cash limits, downloadable adventure packs, additional character slots, and more can be purchased in the game.
Sold!
And if you are still a sucker paying $15 a month, you will be legendary. You will have everything, maximum features, benefits included in this level. You'll be loaded with additional features, and it will include all DLC packs at no cost, no more than 15 character slots, more than 80 inventory slots, and the ability to form unrestricted sized leagues and many other benefits. Will this finally get you to play DC Universe Online Hard Rock?
Yeah, you know what? I may try it now. You know, I mean, I had said before that I was actually waiting for it to either drop in price or something like that. And I mean, you can't get more drop in price than free. So, you know, yeah, I may try it now. Will I stick with it? That still remains to be seen. But, you know, I may go out there and get a copy. Well, actually, no. Since it's free to play now, does that mean that the disc copies are going to be given away?
No, dude, I was just going to get to that because I made a tweet about this week about the disc copies.
And what answers did you get back?
Well, I checked after I saw it go free to play. I figured, oh God, I wonder what the disc copies are going for. Amazon still want $35 for a game. You're going to be able to download for free at the end of October.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You know, Tricky just said that being a premium account member is spending some money. Would that technically mean that you'd be a premium account member?
Once you spend, no, anybody that has bought $5 worth of in-game items or you are a former subscriber is automatically a premium member. Now, if you buy $5 stuff, does that move you up to premium? I doubt it because the way it's saying with the free, it's saying that you could buy the stuff, but once you buy the stuff, then you're no longer free, you're now premium, so I don't know exactly how that's going to work.
That's actually a good question because, like I said, you know, I'm not going to go out there and pay $30-some for a disc copy when I can get the digital version on the PS Store for free. Yeah, granted, you know, it's going to take like a month or two to download the entire thing with patches and everything. But, you know, I mean, still, I mean, me, I'd rather prefer the disc copy, but I'm not going to pay $30 as opposed to being free.
Well, The way I was watching, they had a live cast 2 days ago as of this, you know, when we're recording, and they said that anybody that pays $15 a month will automatically be premium for life. You're never going to get downgraded. So once you hit premium status, you will stay premium status. I don't know if I want to go back and pay for, you know, $15 a month again just to get all the DLC for free. I mean, they as you guys, we reported on, you know, the Green Lantern powers, they announced that the next DLC is going to be the Flash storyline and all his powers and benefits. You know, unless they're coming out with constant updates like every month and, you know, the DLC is about the same price as the monthly subscription fee, I see no reason to go legendary.
I'll agree with you because you apparently know more about the game than I do. So,
I mean, as we reported, I've gotten the platinum on the game. I've gone through the game 6 times. But
you did the training mission 6 times to get the platinum.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. According to Philosophy,
according to somebody who said you didn't know the game from your arsenal.
Yeah, Philosophy. He runs his own DCUO show. That's all he talks about is the game. He apparently told me that I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground because I stopped at level 30. But even though I did play a couple missions after 30, but I don't know. Am I going to go back and play it now? Yes. Am I going to, try to get all the DLC and pay the subscription fee again? No. I'm going to play for free now. It's not worth it for me to pay $15 a month to play the game anymore.
Exactly. Like I said, I'm just wondering about those disc copies, so.
Well, apparently you can have my disc copy.
No, well, that's the thing. Weren't they all coded so that they specifically only work with one?
I don't know exactly how that works.
Yeah, they were. They were.
So I can't do anything with my disc now?
No, you can. It's a nice coaster for you to have now. But from what I heard is that when you bought it and you matched it to your system, it was specifically coded or whatever it is. Like, it was identified to your system.
What you could do is in 6 months, you could put my PSN card in that and then send it to me so it was in a package. That's what you could do.
Moving on, gentlemen. Actually, before we move on, Titanic, are you going to be playing this?
I was actually considering it, doing it during Extra Life in October.
Oh, you have the game?
Just a one. What's that?
You have the game?
Well, no, you're going to be able to... when in October is it going to be available for download?
Well, it says it's late October. It doesn't have an exact...
Oh, okay, dude, maybe not then.
Dude, if it's late October, it's going to take you like a good month or something to download the entire
thing. No, seriously, my downloads here do not take that long. So
how big is it? Like 10 gigs plus all the updates?
No, the game itself is 30 gigs, and the first patch alone is 15 gigs. So that's a 45 gig download.
It'll take at least a day then.
I know that when I put the game in to install the game data, it took 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And the first patch took 6 hours.
You see, at that point, I'm even thinking, like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother. I'm not going to keep my system on just for that. So
45 gigs, space taken up by one game.
The only thing I could say is if maybe in spring or something, if there's a dead spell, maybe I'll pick it up, but I doubt it.
Okay. Here's a question for you, Tricky. Have you played it recently?
I haven't played it in 2 months.
Okay, but in those 2 months when you played it, was it playing lag free?
Yes.
Was it playing smooth? Like you didn't have like a lot of problems with it?
Well, I didn't. Towards the last couple of days, towards the last couple of days of my subscription, they did have some issues with a little bit of lag, game freezing here and there, but that's no different from any standard MMO. I mean, you're always going to have that kind of issues if, too many people hitting the server at one time, then, you're going to have those problems. Would I call it game breaking? No. It was frustrating, yes, but not. I wouldn't say it was game breaking. But you also got to remember, I also stopped playing before they did the server merger.
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing I was wondering about because, I know about the server merger, and I know, like, all 100 million players are playing, like, in a server in somebody's closet or something like that.
Yeah, what had happened, just to recap real quick, they had, like, 9 servers on the PS3 in the United States and 9 servers on the PS3 in Europe, and they had 9 servers on the PC in the United States and 9 servers on the PC in Europe. Everybody on those 9 servers... In that session, all merged into one unique server. So now instead of having 36 different servers, they now have 4. One for the PS3 in Europe, one for the PS3 in the United States, one for the PC in Europe, and one for the PC in the United States. And now everybody's merged together. And I haven't played since that time, so I can't tell you if it's lag-free now. But if everybody just merged onto one server... I doubt, it's not going to have some kind of lag issues. But I'm sure they've probably solved it by now.
So everybody's going to be standing next to everybody? Like, they can't move since everybody's on one server?
If you have any questions about the game, I would definitely go see Philosophy. talk to him because he would know more about it by now than me.
All right, moving on.
All right. Next thing we have, did you guys like Homefront?
It was okay. I only played the demo.
Okay, well, apparently THQ did.
Yeah, choke on it.
I'm sorry, you guys made me laugh.
Choking on the game.
Apparently THQ doesn't have high hopes for it either, because they have confirmed that the development of the sequel to the multi-platform shooter Homefront has been passed to the Crysis developer Crytek.
Ooh, interesting.
It says the news comes as a huge surprise after THQ's closure of New York-based Homefront developer Chaos Studios, and the publisher said the franchise will pass to its Montreal studio, headed by the Assassin's Creed crew. Do we even need a sequel to this game?
Apparently there's some people out there that like it. I mean, I actually spoke to a couple of people, and when I told them that I wasn't a big fan of it, you know, they... You know, tell me their views and opinions about it, and then afterwards I told them they were wrong. But, you know, it was just for the fact that, you know, I guess if the game sold well enough, I mean, they could get a sequel. It's interesting that they're going to have Crytek do it.
Well, you talk about the sales?
Yeah.
Here's a quote. Despite THQ saying it was, quote, delighted with its day one sales of 375,000, it passed 1 million units sold within 10 days of its release. Wow. Shortly thereafter, the publisher reported losses of $136 million and then closed the developer Chaos Studios.
I just remember everybody trying to claim that it was going to be the Call of Duty killer and, you know, it was going to take over the first-person shooter genre and stuff like that. And I looked at it and I looked at gameplay of it and I was like, really? This game? I was like, you guys are betting that this is going to be the Call of Duty killer? I'm like, this one? You know, and I watched it like a couple of times and I was just like, really? I was like, this one? So, but I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how Crytek will do it. I'll definitely check it out now because, you know, I was a big fan of Crysis 2. I mean, if it's the same studio, if it's the same group of people that did it. You know, it could be maybe a different group of people from the Crytek company, so.
Okay, well, anybody that's looking forward to this game, it's still a ways off. They're saying that the game's going to be released in 2014 fiscal year. So you're still a way off.
2013?
14.
Oh, 14. Yeah.
14.
Yeah. They got to somehow, I guess, repair the story and make it feasible. And I don't know. It just seemed like Red Dawn to me.
Next thing we have is anybody that gets Dark Souls early is apparently going to get punished by the developer.
Yeah, I read this earlier. Me and Sin Seeker were just laughing about this, but go for it.
The quote says, the site says, members of the dev team are dropping horrifically overpowered maximum level Black Phantoms into the environments of players who grabbed their copy of the game through a retail that broke the street date. Yep. So apparently the developer is taking their revenge on anybody that breaks street date.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I mean, these are like the highest level phantoms you could ever find. And if anybody who hasn't played Demon's Souls knows that the phantoms, you know, are just pretty much like badass enemies and stuff like that. And it's just, yeah, it's just, I mean, that's a very effective way to get people to stop playing the game online. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, what's the best way? You know, no matter how much you play, these phantoms are just going to come over here, you know, sneeze on you and you're dead. Like, but not just once, 1,000 times.
But wasn't Dark Souls and Demon's Souls both, like, almost... I mean, I know it's not an online game, but don't you basically have to be online to play the game?
No. No. It has an online feature where you can invite friends. Okay, in Demon's Souls, there was a very unique way to do it. What it was is that you had to do with, like, a certain spell. I can't remember. I tried playing the game a couple of times, but I couldn't get into it. But you could invite people into your games, like, to jump in, help you defeat a boss, and then they could leave if they wanted to. Then you had like other people who could join in your game and then try to attack you to take all your souls or your equipment or anything like that.
Didn't they also have a feature that, like, you walk and, you know, somebody could leave you a note saying, hey, there's a guy around this corner, be careful, or
yes,
this is how you beat this guy or whatever?
Yeah, you would actually be walking and then there would be like red lettering on the ground and you could leave messages like trap ahead, beware. You know, just for other players. And it was cool because you could actually do it in your game. And if you were connected to the server, it would be broadcast to like almost everybody out there.
I think that's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. It was very unique, like the way they did Demon's Souls. Everybody hated the difficulty in it, but everybody said that it was a really good game. Even I think the because it was made from software and it was published by Sony Computer Japan over there in Japan. So, you know, when they brought it over here, Atlus brought it as a PS3 exclusive, and I believe the Japanese president for Sony Computer Entertainment over there at the time, he said that it was a mistake that they didn't actually get exclusive rights to it.
So it was
a very unique game. You know, my friend of mine, he platinumed it, got the platinum in it, and it took a while. That's not just a game that you can just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna beat it in like about a week or a month or anything like that. Like, he had to like really grind on it, like really, really grind on it. But he said it was very frustrating, very hard, but it was fun.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
That's all right.
Isn't there reports that you can get like the platinum in Demon's Souls in like 45 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, there's a way for you to dupe it so that you can actually get the platinum like that. But I mean, it's very noticeable if you try to do it. And like I said, at this point, if you're anywhere connected if you're anywhere at all connected on the PlayStation Network, you're more than likely going to have like somebody kind of just jump in your game and just kill you, because there's like so many high level players nowadays. It's like, it's not even funny.
Okay, well, if you are going to be playing Demon's Souls, it was also announced that they're going to continue operating the servers well into 2012, where before it was only ensured operation until October of this year. So you're definitely going to have the servers for Demon's Souls until sometime next year. All right. Let's move on to our next topic. You both played Enslaved, right?
Yep.
No, I didn't play them.
Fucking tech orbs.
That's the only thing keeping you from that platinum, ain't it?
Yeah, I quit after a while. I'm just like, you know what? It's not worth ruining a good game for. I'm just like, no, I'm not going to go for it.
All right. Well, as we reported before, Ninja Theory is currently working on the new Devil May Cry prequel for Capcom. Okay, but if you had any hopes that the studio was secretly working on a sequel to last year's post-apocalyptic adventure Enslaved, well, you better be patient. According to the Ninja Theory, they have no plans for Enslaved 2 at this point. Does that make you upset, Mr. Hard Rock?
No, it doesn't get me upset. I mean, it just sucks because, you know, I mean, I enjoyed Enslaved. I thought the ending was kind of eh. But I enjoyed the game overall, and I was actually looking forward to see what happens next in the story, especially since the ending was kind of abrupt. And I won't say what it is, but, you know, it was just kind of a quick ending, and, you know, they kind of just left you kind of hanging with most of the characters, and it was just like, oh, the credits are going to roll. Okay, I guess that's it. So, I mean, Ninja Theory right now is making the remake of Devil May Cry, so they're busy doing that right now. So it's not like they're just sitting around twiddling their thumbs. So they're busy rebooting that franchise. So they're obviously working on that. And it's kind of understandable that they're not going to be able to work on Enslaved 2. So.
All right. Now I know, let's move on to a topic that I know Mr. Wang is going to have a few comments on. If you are a Netflix subscriber, you recently were informed that they were going to be splitting the video streaming service and the DVD service into two, which each one getting priced at approximately $9 each. But if you got them together, it was going to cost you $15.49 a month. Well, more news is on that has come out. Netflix is not only splitting their DVD and video streaming service, they are changing the name of their DVD by mail service to Quickster. Now, also, with the news of the name change, they also announced that one of the things they're going to be offering now is video game rentals for the Wii, PS3, and Xbox 360 games. Mr. Titanic Wang, is this good news for you, sir?
Well, it's most definitely good news for me, considering I do Gamefly right now, and from my neck of the woods, turnaround time is 5 days. So literally, if I play a game and send it back, I could only go through maybe 3 games a month.
Now, Netflix, with their service, it was a one-day turnaround. I throw it in the mail one day, the next day they receive it, send one out the same day, and then the day after that I get one back. So this, I think this works quite well. I mean, separating the services between streaming and, you know, physical media. Because I don't mind them jacking up my rates for streaming services as long as those services remain the same and get better. But I know. Did any of you guys watch the YouTube video?
The explanation?
Yeah, of the founders with the price hike and everything.
I thought that was pretty cheesy myself.
Yeah, it was really, to me, it makes me think that what they said in the video, I don't know if they, I mean, yeah, it's a reasonable explanation now, but I don't know if it was actually what they were thinking when they hiked their price.
Especially, no, definitely not.
No, especially that everyone knows now we're going to be losing stars. I mean, when do we lose that? Is that the end of this year?
I believe it's the end of this year.
I thought it was the end of this month.
Oh, was it?
I'm trying to be optimistic, dude, and thinking it's later on in the year.
So, I mean, yeah, with them, I will happily pay for a streaming service and then pay for a physical media service separately from them if it's that quick of a turnaround.
All right. Now, what I'm hoping is that the price is considerably lower than GameFly, because my opinion, $17.95 a month for one game with their turnaround is just way too high of a price.
Oh yeah, and you know, damn, to me, they're the ones who would put GameFly at a competitive standpoint. They price at $3 below GameFly. That's going to make GameFly have to reconsider their whole pricing structure, just because of how huge GameFly or Netflix is.
Weren't we just talking that there was another site that was like $9 a month for video game rentals?
Yeah, but the bad thing is, man, I forget the name of the site. But yeah, they want a deposit as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, there was one I was checking out where, I believe one game out of a time they didn't want a deposit. But two games out at a time, they wanted like a $60 deposit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but they're two.
A game of rain, I think, is what it was.
No, it was Game Mine.
Game Mine, yeah, there it is.
Okay, but their two game option was the same price as the one game option from GameFly.
Yeah, but since they're a starting business, you know, how limited is their supply of these games? You know,
that's true. But also, it's a lesser known company, so chances are, the game that you want will be available.
But then again, it's a lesser-known company, so are you comfortable with giving them your credit card number?
That's also a valid point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like that, too. I mean, normally with websites, if they don't accept PayPal, I'm really, like, you know, scared about giving them any more information. So those kind of websites, they benefit a whole lot more if they associated themselves with PayPal. I feel a lot more safer giving them my money.
All right. So I think all three of us are going to be trying out the video game rentals once Quickster launches.
Oh, most definitely.
I don't run games.
Well, you guys, you know, like Hard Rock, and I know you, Tricky, you guys have access to games to where I don't. So, yeah, as soon as this launches, I will give it a try. And this will be one thing I will definitely write about on the site.
All right. Mr. Wang, apparently you have a new segment this week for us.
Yes. My segment is called A Little Extra from Titanic Wang. And you should be.
Oh, Lord. Why do I feel like this is going to be a surprise for me?
Well, it's going to be a surprise for everybody. And it's kind of a shame that Donnie isn't here, but we'll have to do without him this week.
All right.
A little extra from Titanic Wing is a little extra pocket cash I got. And I did mention to Tricky last week I was going to donate to his Extra Life page, but through the week I thought it'd be a little bit more interesting. So I'm making up a quiz
for our next podcast.
Okay.
And I need some feedback from you guys. I want to do this with Donnie here, but unfortunately, you know, he had to have a life and work. I'm not making fun of him in any way.
He needs to get his priorities straight. I already told him.
I'm preparing a quiz. Now, I'm going to ask you two. Would you guys prefer to be on just PlayStation related or like spread through like past generations?
Spread it.
Okay, that's what spread I want to know. Yeah. I talked to Hard Rock about this earlier in the week, and I have one question for you guys, and this is going to determine what order you guys go in. Now, what I'm going to do is I have a prize wheel app I downloaded on my iPad.
Nice. Everybody needs a prize wheel app.
That's right. So
I'm not joking about that.
What I'm going to do,
as soon as he said that, all I'm thinking about is that commercial where the guys, smart guys with stupid apps.
That's not
there's
funny.
When they say there's an app for everything, there's an app for everything. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have a series of 1, 2, and 3-point questions. And of course, 1 point being easy questions, 3 point being hard. And we will spin the wheel to see what kind of question you get. But this week, we're going to determine the order on what you guys answer the questions on. So here is your question for this week. I don't know if I can find it. I had it written down. Hold on a second. Okay. How many levels have pipes that you can take secret coins in the first Super Mario Brothers? I'm going to go Turkey first.
Are we talking whole game or first level?
The whole game. How many pipes can you go down and get extra coins in the original Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, I'm going to have to take a guess.
Well, that's what I want, just determine an order. Whoever's closest goes first next week.
I'm going to say 7.
All right, Hard Rock?
It's more than 7. I can probably guarantee that. I'll say probably about 23.
Ooh, okay. Tricky goes first next week. The answer is 12.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, there's only 12? Really?
I was going to push close to 10, but I remember there's only 8 levels. That's why I said 7.
Yep, they have I looked it up online today, and yep, they got each level, if you guys really want to know which levels have it. 1-1, 1-2, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 4-2, 5-1, 5-2, 6... 2, 7, 1, and 8, 1.
Bingo.
Have pipes that lead you to coins. All right, so Tricky goes first, Hard Rock goes second next week, and I guess Donnie goes last after that.
All right.
Yes.
And you guys are competing for a $24 Extra Life donation.
Oh, I'm definitely going to win this.
So you'll have a total of $24?
Probably. All right, so speaking of Extra Life, let's pimp out our Extra Life pages. Mr. Hard Rock, start us off.
Yeah, just go to extra-life.org. Yeah, that's the website.
Yes.
And just look up the team, Proven Gamer. I'm on there, Carlos Rivera. And just make a donation and ask him for anything. Easy like that.
Mr. Wang?
Yeah. check me out, Proven Gamer. And you'll see me, Justin, underneath the team. Go ahead and donate to me. I am so close to my goal this year, so donate some more money.
All right. And you can also go to extra-life.org and search for Proven Gamer and find Michael Miller. That's me. You can also go directly to my page to www.tinyurl.com/TrickyMick2011. I have still not to raise $1. And my challenge to the listeners is still active. Make me suffer for a month.
Please. He likes the abuse.
Donate to my page. If I hit that $500 mark the day of Extra Life, I will not play any PS3 games. I will not even turn on my PS3 for a period of 30 days. Which is going to suck if I actually beat it, because I'm not going to be playing Uncharted or Arkham City.
Yeah, everybody. If you've ever seen a junkie who needs a fix, man,
look at me that way. And if getting the shakes.
If anybody knows me, they realize how tough this is going to be for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Hard Rock, pimp out our social networks.
Guys, we have pages on Facebook, on Steam. We also have pages on YouTube. You want to go to YouTube, look up Official Proven Gamer, subscribe to it. We also have Facebook, facebook.com/ I believe it's Proven Gamer. And we also have, like I said, a group on Steam, which I head up. We're going to start making some gamer nights. You know, come join. Come play some Team Fortress 2 with me. It's all good.
All right. Also, we haven't done this in a while. We might as well. We should really should be doing it. If you want to get in contact with us, send us an email at trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. If you want to hit any one of us up, you can hit me up at trickymick@provengamer.com.
I'll hit you.
Titanic Wang at provengamer.com. Hard Rocking Guy at provengamer.com. Young Twist at provengamer.com. Also, if you want your voice to be heard on the podcast, you can call us and leave us a voicemail at 1-303-PROVEN-9. We haven't said that phone number in a long time.
In a long time. Trust us, in a long time. And guys, please, if you can, go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Leave us a review for the show. We really would appreciate it.
Okay. Now that we got the social networks and phone numbers out of the way, gentlemen, do we have any shout-outs? Let's start with Mr. Wang.
Yes, I have to shout out Jay Soprano. He is a British fan that added me, and I had a lovely chat with him on PSN. I had a big crack up over his friend's request, because I got a friend request out of nowhere, and his friend request said, "I love drunken trophy whores."
Nice.
So I'm only guessing he listened to those podcasts where I was drunk as shit.
Which is basically every episode.
Exactly. Yeah, because it takes forever to record.
Yeah, that's because Mr. Hard Rock doesn't show up until a half an hour late.
Yeah, right. I show up and then it's like, oh, wait, hold on. This is happening. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to fix this. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to put something else in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh, wait, my left nut itches.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to give a shout out to him. Thanks for listening. He tells me I have to do another drunk episode, so maybe our New Year's episode I'll get drunk as shit and record.
Alright. Any other shout-outs?
Nope. That was the only one I got.
Uh-oh. You're getting in trouble by the wife. Hard Rock, do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, no! Oh, you know what? Tricky doesn't get them that often. He got one there. Oh, man. Somebody's in trouble.
You son of a bitch.
My shout outs. Yeah, I actually want to give a shout out to That Gamercast over from the website That Gamer Hub. They just announced that the show is over, that they're not going to be doing it anymore. And I was a big fan. I am a big fan of the show. I had been listening to it since the beginning. It's one of the shows that I always listen to every week. The guys over there, Brandon, Ben, Jacob, and everything like that. Zombie McHeadshot. I know a lot of I talk to some of the guys from over there sometimes. Just a great group of guys. Awesome website. I've been there. I'm a member of the forums, you know. And, you know, it just sucks that the show's going away. So hopefully we'll see something else. So I just want to give a big shout out to them.
All right. And I want to give a shout out to the Red Show from Sarcastic Gamer. They're also stopped with their show. They did 162 episodes. It's sad to see it go. It's one of my favorite shows to listen to. So I would give a shout out to Doc, Dave, and Lano. Hopefully soon, you know, you guys will start podcasting again in some form. I also want to give a shout out to the train conductor that I talk to every single day on my way home. He just started listening to the episodes. He actually started with episode 1. And while I was sitting on the train on the way home today, he asked me who exactly is everybody. And I explained to him, you know, where your person was. And he goes, "Oh, so you were the one that was sitting on the bowl playing Rock Band." So, yes, here's your shout out. that's also all the shout-outs I have this week. So, guys, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Take care, guys.
Execute Order 66.